The Pothead Perspective, hosted by Matthew Sims, involving intriguing, outrageous conversations between intelligent individuals. Learn something new about cannabis today. Laugh your bleep off while you're at it. Want to know what dispensary to meet your buds at? What events are coming up? We have the inside and underground tips and tricks to get you the very best prices, deals, and even into a few drawings, giveaways, and competitions. This is the Pothead Perspective.
Right, yeah, that's sort of the way the body works. At least mine does too.
Mine does too. I just, nobody ever brings it up in topics, so why not bring it up?
Thank you.
Which is like, that your muscle starts working, and you can't go to the bathroom.
Everyone's got a hat on.
You're either gonna take steroids and shit, or you just learn how to cope with it. And I used to take a bunch of meds for it, but I learned how to cope with it. And basically, it's cigarettes, coffee, and that's what I have for breakfast.
Definitely, cigarettes, and
eat a few nugs and a couple cigarettes, and wash it down with some coffee. And I go to the
bathroom. Eat a few nugs.
Yeah, because it's my breakfast. So
I have two bowls for breakfast.
I bust out the sativa and I get half of my cigarette, and I'm waiting for my coffee, and I'm like, oh shit! Like, you know.
I always get confused. To the left or to the right?
Speaking of shitting, my grandma gave me toilet paper with $100 bills printed on it for Christmas. So now I can, get the feeling of, taking the economy down the commode every day.
You get to wipe your ass with $100 bills.
Yeah, I get to wipe my ass with high $8 amount bills.
I didn't realize there was a whole beauty in that. Okay, well, let's start the show. I have this recording, I have that recording, so we've already been recording.
One, two.
Oh shit, okay.
Is this even running?
Hey!
We're talking about taking shits in the morning.
You already covered my topic.
Yeah, your topic is out there.
Damn.
Okay, so yeah, that's a microphone, this is a microphone, and that's a microphone.
So we take turns wearing this microphone?
No, we have three. So technically that's picking up both of you guys.
I'll just stick this.
I got you.
And then this is supposed to pick up.
You
should have kept like,
turning and aiming at me. Yeah. Help me over here. Like,
just let's just hug for the whole show. Can I talk
just turn
to
it
you?
Put it in my mouth and be like, ah. Tell you how I feel about that.
Where do I hit it?
Plus we're rubbing knees, which
carpet.
Is... It was kind of a cold day today, so I'm not going to complain.
Yeah,
so
let's,
a little
let's make sure that you're even in the shot.
Yeah.
While I rip these headphones
I'll do
out.
A, I'll do an official opening in a second.
He's like, as long as my voice is, he's like, I don't want anyone to see me. Yeah, your face is like just barely out of the shot. Here,
oh, you moved the chair, didn't you?
I did, because we were doing a little knee rub.
Oh, snap.
I told him, I said, it's all right, it's a cold day, so I don't mind a little bit of warmth. But the potential gain is that you've got to explain, forget like getting like.
Hey, why were you sitting so close to him?
Yeah, because my knee, man, it was cold. And
it's got to be in the shot.
Jacob's
man.
Big.
Oh,
man.
Fuck.
He had a high body temperature.
You generate a lot of warmth.
And I have my own gravitational alignment.
I saw it too.
That's better than purple. Saying you have your own zip code.
Some granddaddy purple.
I've got rules.
That's what I told the guy with.
All right, well, let's start this show officially. My name is Matthew Sims, and I am the host of the Pothead Perspective, and this is our season 2, episode 2, technically episode 9. If you're listening, you are lucky number 100 million listener, and you're gonna win. This joint and dedication smoked to you.
Yes, and this bowl.
To my left, I will have everyone introduce themselves from my left to my right. Go ahead.
I am Joey Nicholas.
I'm Robert Giustini.
I'm Matt Sims.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay. I'm Jake Sims. I'm survived by two daughters.
He doesn't have any kids.
No, I gotta stop saying that because that's like the third time I've used that one. But no.
It's getting old.
I play a lot of video games, watch documentaries, and read books, and yeah, so that's my introduction.
This is the worst joint I've ever rolled.
I'm James. I don't know. I don't know what to say that's super interesting. I don't really have anything. I'll work on that.
I think we all have that problem. I used the same thing three times in a row.
Yeah, but they haven't heard it. That's the first time.
They've never seen him say it. They've heard him say it.
I'd rather under-promise and over-deliver.
Yes.
I'm bumping legs.
My name is Matthew Sims, and I am the guru of hibachi. And all I do is cook hibachi all day because I'm the guru
of
hibachi.
They call me Chubuku in my hometown.
Chubuku. Oh, too big?
I'm a big fish in a small tank.
I think this is the cheese. I don't know if James, you want any of this.
By small tank, I mean zipper.
I'm gonna hold off on.
Oh, what is that? Is that a sativa or an indica?
I have no idea.
Okay, so what is the first topic of the day? Let's go with. Go ahead and start with you, man.
Well, talk about actually, topic of wax and how they make you sweat a lot. You take like big dabs and all that. It's just like the feeling of wax and like marijuana. The difference of like it's just the big difference. You can't smoke marijuana and wax, like it's the same. No, I can't smoke wax anymore. And just the sweating and the coughing's too much, and like weed you can cooperate better like on marijuana and wax. It only gets you high for like 15 minutes, and weed gets you high for like what, a good 30 minutes, 40 minutes,
because it's cannabinoids working through your system, you know what
and
I mean?
Then butane, that must be bad for you.
Oh, you get that butane headache the next day and you can't even think straight.
Yeah,
I mean, sucks. I like the high from wax because it feels kind of like ecstasy.
But it's
and
only
I'm looking
15
around,
minutes
like, oh. Yeah, it's kind of like coke. It's like a rich man's drug.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You guys do another line.
Yeah, you take your first little hit and it's addictive.
Right, exactly. But you have a headache the next day and it's like,
after smoking so much of it. Of course.
Plus, I mean, I've got a lot of patients that used to smoke flower, and I met them when they started smoking wax. And then 6 months or a year later, like, they're all like tweaked out bass heads. They look gaunt, like they're dying, and it's like all they're doing is smoke wax. And every time I text them or talk to them, they're like, yeah, we're just chilling, dabbing it, just dabbing it up,
just
dabbing worms.
Dab life, bro. It's all about
dabbing
dab
worms. It's not even, the dab life. And you can't. They can't even take little dabs now. Now they have to make worms and smoke a whole worm.
And
it's
like
what's
up
when
with
is
that?
Enough
people,
enough?
I've seen videos on YouTube.
I've seen
like, what's up
dabs,
with that? Like,
dude,
people
like,
taking 10-gram dabs. How can you even like? How can you like? How can you even?
I'd much rather be the guy that can smoke some good organic
like,
flour
yeah,
and get a
good
organic fucking high the way God intended
in your
it.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Like perfect.
Yeah. And instead of being like, oh, I have to synthesize. It seems like they've got it completely fucking wrong.
Who is
wrong.
The guy that
sounds like
the
Jesus of weed right now? You sound like, I just want everyone to follow my Jesus following of cannabis.
It's real easy. It's real easy when you say I like to just do it organic. You
he
know what
have
I mean?
Sandals on.
Organic is way
he's
better.
He's got long hair.
Well, these are if anything, I'm wearing my pseudo Michael Jackson jacket that my parents got me for Christmas. They get me shit every year. I love you, Mom and Dad. You're never going to watch it, but if you do, they always give me shit for Christmas. That is like last year, I was in a hot climate, and they bought me like snow track shoes.
Heal me.
Heal him.
Oh, I'm healed. Oh, Jesus is coming.
Okay,
I'll turn this into wine in a second. Aqua wine.
What is it? Wine 11? Yes.
Like beer 11?
What's your topic?
Part of the alcohol.
Jay Rizzle?
Well, we kind of went over
what's
my topic
there?
Earlier.
This is Tahoe.
I'm good. I'm not going to do anything. I'm going to enjoy with you guys.
Okay, but where is the...
I'm going to enjoy watching you guys.
So no sativa, no indica.
I want to know where the sour bee is.
Well, no, then you have nothing left. Sativa, no indica. Well, you do. You have hybrids, but hybrids are sativa and indica.
Oh, so you do want sativa, no indica.
I do want sativa, no indica.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying you don't do the sativa thing earlier.
No, I do the sativa.
Well, aren't all cannabis
I do the sativa,
then
I do
sativa.
Are you more of a sativa fan or like indica?
No, it's just sativa is a daytime thing. And if I'm really tired anyways, then indica is going to make me more tired. And something like the cheese, which is like a heavy couch-like sleeper bud, that's definitely a nighttime thing. Because I'll take two hits and then I'm straight. Like, I was watching my girlfriend and her son like running around the other night, and like literally I couldn't move for 2 hours. I could do one of these maybe. Ha ha ha.
Did you record yourself?
Ha, come play over here. Ha, I can't see you. It was like I was in a full body cast. That's what they should name that shit.
Walk.
Full body cast OG.
Full body cast OG. I think that's going to be the next strand I grow.
Hey, man, I'm sorry. I smoked some of that full body cast, and I've been gone for a week, bro. I'm sorry, I didn't go to school. I haven't even called my job.
I'm not even holding the phone right now. I have someone holding it for me.
Could I smoke it while I woke up in the hospital?
Hello, can I get another bowl, please? And believe it or not, JR was in the hospital too, and he said he took a shit without hitting some weed before he went.
Oh my god, that's crazy.
I don't know about that's hard to believe. Oh,
because you were supposed to
spit. I had to have some
sour diesel.
I have to take shit.
This is just a little shake.
Oh, I have edibles.
Barack Obola.
Barack.
Yeah, edibles
can be better than Barack Ebola.
Yeah,
they give you
Barack
the boo-boo.
Ebola.
See, that's how much herb we got.
We
can just let it fall. We can just let it rain.
I mean,
like,
this.
We got
just for a second, I'm gonna
some ice for the.
I'm gonna talk about this here fine invention because this is lime pop rocks or rock candy, and this one is 40 milligrams. And it tastes just like lime rock candy. I don't know if you've ever had it. And it is medicated.
James?
Medicated
cool.
Candy.
Thank you very much.
Oh, we need that
we're gonna get a bowl of that sour diesel going. I'll take a little rip off that. Dude, I took a huge hit this morning because I was in a rush. And it was like kind of too big, man. I looked at it, you know, when like the whole chamber is. Like, I don't smoke like that, dude. Like, that was the point I was trying to make earlier. I'd much rather, and, you know, to each his own. I don't give a fuck. I don't judge, you know, but I have opinions like assholes, you know what I'm saying? So,
it's good shit. I like that. All right.
There you go. That works. I want you to break it right down the middle of that cube of ice.
Not on the laptop.
He's putting in some effort. I'm going to get started.
Damn it, it's not.
I'm going to get started without you.
There we go.
He said, wow. And he threw it right in the middle.
My fingers kept slipping. I don't know. It's like wet. Frozen water or something.
I don't know.
Fucking freeze water.
What is that? All right, moving on to the next topic. What's your topic, JR?
I told you. We talked about my topic.
Fuck that.
Yeah, shitting.
Shitting while smoking weed.
Shitting,
Shitting
while smoking weed.
Or while
keeping fecal particles on your
or one
beard.
After the other.
Yeah.
Actually, that is kind of random, but no, someone said that there's, like, more fecal particles in your cell phone.
Fucking
like,
gross. We're really recording
seriously.
No,
that's
cool.
Yeah, it's pretty gross. So
that's all right.
Try not to take your cell phones into the restroom if you don't want that.
Oh, speaking of cell phones and fecal matter, I read something. This isn't related to anything.
I love
yeah,
it.
But I read this thing about what? About how cell phones have more fecal matter on them than anything else.
What?
Ever? Up to and up to, but not including shit itself. I'm guessing.
I took a shit
more
like
an asshole.
The Samsung Galaxy.
compared to shit itself and or assholes.
Right.
Nothing has more fecal matter than a fucking cell phone because
or
everybody reads
shitting
them.
On dicks.
Right.
Asshole
not
shit on everything.
I cleaned my cell phone by shitting on it. That way the fecal matter stuck to all the other fecal matter and I could pull it
in
out.
In fact,
it's
a proven fact. If you take a shit on your cell phone because maybe you have Sprint and you're just angry, then you only have more fecal matter on that cell phone, in theory. Why? Because it's just more visible.
Right. Yes.
Because there was
just
a bunch
not,
of people.
Not
no.
Microscope.
Are you serious?
I was just
but if your dog licks your cell phone... It's like the clean thing.
Which I love.
Wait,
because when I have a
sense.
Cut,
yes.
More. Yeah, when I have a cut, my dog licks it. That's cool. Or, like, if I miss the toilet
cool.
And I get a turd on the floor, then she's a puppy. She'll eat it.
What do you guys think about that?
We'll clean up. They're like, yeah,
no,
we were
no.
Talking about other stuff.
He's
the other talking
dabbing.
About shit. It's like, we were talking about wax. And then it went to smoking wax and shitting.
Dabbing
and then it just went to
funny.
Shitting. And that was like the shithead perspective. Or let's take a shit perspective. Or how much fecal matter is on your fucking cell phone perspective.
There you go.
Oh my god.
Let's get off the topic of shit. I should have brought it up.
Your topic.
That's a horrible fucking. That was a shitty topic.
That was.
I was waiting for somebody.
I was gonna
this topic stinks.
I was going to say my topic was how we really feel about Christmas.
No, that was his topic.
I noticed.
How do we really feel about Hanukkah?
Isn't it Johnny?
I'm huge, man.
It's Johnny. Spelled, are you? Well, yeah, good. That's good. That's nobody's good. Perfect. That's what, that's what Jews always say when you go. Oh, they go. Are you Jewish? And you go, no. And you're like caught off guard. And they go, don't worry, nobody's perfect. You know, nobody's perfect.
Isn't that an Italian?
Nobody's perfect.
Would that be an Italian person though?
Yeah, probably an Italian Jew. Because there's.
Cause well, that's me then. Because I'm Italian.
There you go. Right? No, you know what? Independent. Oh, God. You know what?
Are you like psychic or something, bro?
I don't know.
He was specifically making fun of you.
Right in front of you. I don't even know it, though. That's the thing.
That's the good. That's the best part about making fun of
you. You're talking about me.
Hey, you know in Independence Day, Eugene Levy, he goes, yeah, this is the end of the world, let's pray. And he's praying, and he starts praying, and he goes, oh, are you Jewish? And homeboy's like, no, I'm not Jewish. Like, what a weird question. He goes, don't worry, nobody's perfect. And my buddy Rebo, he's Lebanese, you know, he's Christian too, but he's Arab. You know, he got so pissed off. He was like, what the fuck, man? Nobody's perfect. They always got to make such a big deal. It's like, dude, chill out. You know what I'm saying? It's a fucking movie. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's a fucking movie.
If you were directing it, you could say whatever the fuck you want, and you're not. So chill.
That's what I was saying is on Getting Dug with High, he has a podcast.
Getting Dug with High? What? Is that a show?
Yeah, I think his name's Doug Bennett or something. I don't fucking know, but. He interviews different people, and he's the guy who did the Super Jaime. And the, have you ever seen that? Super Jaime? Where he, like, smokes weed, or quit smoking weed for 30 days, and then smokes weed.
Yeah, they talk about whatever they want. It's like.
Oh, that's like Super Size Me.
Yes.
Where he started out. Right?
You were saying earlier that we weren't talking about the pothead perspective, but that's what the pothead perspective is. This is whatever potheads talk about that's interesting can be their perspective. So, we just happened to be talking about fecal cell phones.
And then we were talking about cultural stuff.
There you go. Yeah, so then we were going to talk about Christmas, because you brought up Hanukkah.
And I said Hanukkah.
Now, what other Christmas Kwanzaa. Holidays are there? There you go. Something about
Sorry,
Dreidels.
I should wait for the question. Think, I'm like that annoying kid in fucking third grade.
No.
That's like, hey, Jimmy, what? You
know. 10. He's all raising his hand.
10. Can't say 10.
Inside the lunch.
Inside the lunch.
Give me some of your thoughts, James.
I just say happy holidays to people. Because it's kind of like, it's a rhetorical thing. You know what I mean? It's like when you say, how you doing? It's a question, but it's rhetorical. Honestly, even the nicest person, because I'm fucking nice, but I don't want to know most of the time. If I go, hey, are you okay? Then I want to know before I leave. I give you like 10 seconds. If I say, how you doing? I'm walking past you, it's rhetorical. Good, how you doing? You know what I mean?
How you doing?
Something like, dude, how you doing?
Have you ever told dude, someone yeah. happy holidays and then they respond with like a negative sounding Merry Christmas? Like, you're like, happy holidays, like you're trying to cover over your base, and they're like, Merry Christmas.
Oh, yeah, they
like,
try to like
put I should about celebrate Christmas in this sentence, like right now. Like
they put you put the wrong emphasis.
Yeah, like I should have said Christmas because they celebrate Christmas, and it's like my bad, you know? Like I try to.
No, but I say happy holidays, and usually people don't have an aversion to that. They go, yeah, thank you. But like if you
most
say.
Of the time,
sometimes if you say Merry Christmas and people celebrate Kwanzaa, well, if they can celebrate Kwanzaa, then they'll tell you, like, oh, and it's like. Give a fuck. I just wanted you to have a good one, whatever you call it. You know what I mean? I didn't care exactly what it was.
It's like hot potato.
Just
you won't take it.
I'm good, you know? I took that potato is far too hot.
I'm a hot potato.
It's a hot potato.
Can Full I of ice. Take this, please?
Full of ice. With not enough water in it.
Not enough water?
I think I made it work, but it burned me. My vagina is burning.
My vagina.
Okay, so my topic... was Mr. Skibbity Doodah. Actually, you know what? I'll just go last. Go ahead.
No, honestly, I don't have one.
Me neither.
And I was thinking that maybe I could just take like a consortium of all of your stuff and be like, hey, let's talk about whack shit, whatever it was going to be, and everything that you said that I bounced off
you're,
of.
You're sitting on the, you're sitting on the toilet, right? After you just woke up while you're... You
celebrating
just,
Hanukkah,
you just
Kwanzaa, and
fat,
Christmas,
you
and you're like, this
fat.
Is the best
yeah.
holiday ever.
Right.
This is
you
best
just
holiday
got
ever.
Opening
I'm
presents,
taking a big shit.
And you're sitting, yeah, you're sitting taking a shit while you're on your cell phone taking a dab while you're dabbing your sweat. Right?
I like that. So I like that.
I'm getting a visual.
And Santa comes in like, oh.
That's when you ate some like pepper jack cheese nachos and shit and some chili, like, and you're just like, oh, I had too much. Oh, like, I shouldn't have stopped.
Well, lactose.
Oh, God, dude. I always do it to myself, man. I go, oh, it looks so good. It tastes so good. I know I should only have one
you
little bit.
You should have a cannabis holiday.
It's a good topic. We have 420, but
like after his topic, hearing about holidays, yeah, Hitler's birthday. That's not like a big they should have a cannabis.
Weren't we talking
holiday?
About 420?
Like, yeah, they could. Yeah, like instead of Hitler's birthday, we should like.
What was
claim
the last
it.
Major event?
We
cannabis.
Should just claim it. It's like fuck Hitler and his shit. Okay, we celebrate a leaf.
The
know,
funny thing, do any of you
sweating?
Do you guys
and
know what 420
on,
is?
Yeah, sweating
on
of course.
The day.
Just because you got
like
a dab.
April 20th.
But why dab that day? Do you know?
Everybody should just have a dab
I
for their sweat every time
mom
they dab.
It was
420
or
the cannabis day.
Everybody, there used to be a big test
yeah,
on that day,
be
and
April
all,
Fools
everybody used to ditch and get high
right?
on 420. No,
April 1st.
Because that was the day of the test.
Now, see, I can't remember the other three stories that I've heard.
Okay.
Now, that's a new one.
That's
and
crazy.
The other three didn't seem super plausible either. It's like they were kind of, I think we talked about this. It was kind of a letdown. Maybe I had this conversation with somebody else.
Okay.
But anyways, you or somebody else said, yeah, do you know what it is? And I was like, no, I have three vague ideas, none of which I can remember right now. But,
yeah.
You know.
He said, hey.
If that is the thing. If that is the thing, there's a test and everybody ditched on 420. Isn't that kind of like, that's kind of like a letdown, you know what I mean? Like, that's why it's fucking 420. I thought on 420 something happened, like fucking straight blood revolution. And that's when all the stoners
yeah.
were like, yeah, that's when we protested. And
everybody came out all the
When everybody came out, like million toker march.
Yeah, million toker march. Like, everybody that tokes, everybody that had a medical card, everybody that didn't have a medical card that supported me.
Everybody, just stoners united, black,
just,
white, yellow.
Doesn't matter.
Everybody,
who you
not
are,
just million. Brother March, not million, you know.
It sounds
just million smoke.
People that are listening right now, go to the streets.
Let's do it.
I wonder about stuff like that, you know what I mean? Like,
had a movement.
Over here,
started.
I'm not going to get pseudo-political, yeah. but just for a second, like, you think about how it is over here. Like, we really don't have anarchy. We get dumbed down so much by the system over here. In a place like Europe, you look at this nonstop anarchy, revolution,
yeah.
protests all the time. Like, they know it. That's how most of the world fucking lives all the time.
It's part of
sorry,
their culture.
I'm
yeah,
and sure. And it makes me think, like, what if we actually did that over here? Because if you look at history, the only time change is implemented is when you scare the fuck out of the ruling class via anarchy. And over here, it's like, oh, no, you're a terrorist.
Yeah.
We're supposed to be the most democratic country in the world. But no, you're a terrorist if you speak out against the government. But that's how change happens everywhere. So what if we did do that? What if we all blazed up? Everybody fucking blazed up and just started walking around. Are they going to lock up everybody? I mean, I know it's big business, the prison system, but when they're overwhelmed, they're going to go, oh, the majority is smoking, not just talking. You know what I mean? It's
I was
a big deal. How do we
unroll? Today, like when I was looking up something in my phone, it said terrorism was like one of the leading things that are happening in California and the United States. Like, terrorism is one of the biggest things that is...
Because terrorism encompasses everything
well,
now.
Yeah,
if we're
yeah,
talking against the government right now, and that's not what the show is about,
yeah,
but if we were...
They
changed like,
the way the word is used
right.
in the situations that they're using it.
Yeah.
Like, just like autism keeps becoming more and more of a broad spectrum, so
right.
now all of a sudden everyone has autism,
yeah.
right.
and they're blaming it on vaccines or whatever, you know. It's
exactly.
Just like
aluminum.
It's like
yeah,
saying fibromyalgia.
Yeah,
what is that?
I heard
you know?
When I was growing up, there was lead in the water. You shouldn't drink tap water because there's lead in the water.
Right.
Nowadays, it's like too much nitrogen or something.
Well, it depends on where you live. Like, I lived in Albuquerque, and they had, and arsenic is naturally occurring in our system, but obviously only a trace amounts is it safe, naturally occurring. But in the Red Rock, in a place like Albuquerque, you get massive amounts of arsenic, something like 20 times what's considered the safe level. And nobody can drink the tap water out there. And if you do, then you end up with, like, fucking, you end up with issues.
I remember
you know
seeing
what I mean?
A video
that's
where,
crazy.
Like, tap water was flammable, like, in Colorado or something. Like,
yeah.
This one guy lit his fucking sink on fire with the, like...
That's happening a lot
yeah,
in the fracking states. Like,
yeah.
fracking
yeah.
is the
fracking,
biggest
yeah.
fucking myth, bullshit, garbage, fucking... Ponzi setup that's just the recent one. Then they're gonna keep
it's
rolling
not,
them out. The rich, they're rich for a fucking reason, you know. Like I bet if you take I'll use this example and I'll say weed. I always say money, but you can play either one. Let's say you took all the weed in the world. Let's say there was a finite amount. This is a stupid argument already. I'm gonna go back to money. Okay, so let's say we took all the money in the world and divided it among the 7 billion people. Everybody's, we'll do full-on socialism. Everybody's got an equal share.
Right.
Go do what you will. I predict within, I'll say, I don't know, a convenient round number 5 years.
It's going to be right back to where it is now.
Why?
Because of the way people run the country.
Because the people, yeah, that's part of it. Because people are going to continue to do what they did before. And poor people doing what they do to stay fucking poor are going to continue to do the same things that they did. They're going to blow it when they get it and not invest in, not be smart, and not take intelligent risks and diversify their risks.
So what's the number one
thing? Because they can't afford to. I mean, I'm not judging.
The number one thing prodding the whole situation would be delayed gratification. Whoever can use that money and delay their gratification, then that's going to be the key to the success.
And yeah, and that's a really interesting point because if we all had the same amount of money, then generally speaking, we would all have the same amount of delayed gratification that we could stand.
Mm-hmm.
I got enough to live. I got enough to buy some toys. Yeah. I got enough to invest.
Mm-hmm.
Majority of what I have can turn into something else. Why? Because I don't need to use it immediately. I have enough to chuck away. So we would all have that equally. But within 5 years, 10 years, whatever. I don't know what it is. But it's just like 70% of lottery winners. You know what I mean? Within a certain amount of time, a year or 5 years or whatever, 70% of them are flat fucking broke.
Just overspend themselves.
You know,
yeah.
But a rich person or an intelligent person financially who wins a $5 million lottery and you're like, oh, douchebag didn't even need it. He's going to turn that $5 million into $20 million. You know, and then $50 million, and then $100 million, and then $1 billion, something like that.
Well,
why
like,
he's going to keep doing what he was already doing with money?
John D. Rockefeller, I guess he died with a bunch of money because he just like refused to like spend it. Like he kept, you know, saving it, making it, kept saving it, making it,
making it literally, because that's what the central bank is.
Yeah,
and the Federal Reserve, yeah. they literally make money, and the only reason we can get away with it is because we're the world reserve currency, because we act like corporate hitmen around the world, and we go and say, hey, you have all these resources in your country, you don't know how to do it, and you're poor and you're ignorant anyways, and we have the money and the infrastructure, and we're going to build, hey, the Panama Canal. You know what I mean?
What is it?
And now we own the entire surrounding area. Indigenous people are fucking poor because we did a loan to them. We knew they couldn't afford. We knew they were going to default on it. Written in the fine print is not only do we get what we were already getting, inflated interest that you can never fucking pay off, but now we actually own that territory inside your country. And we're probably going to set up a fucking military base and tell your people how to do shit. And when you don't listen because you're disobedient, we're going to install somebody else. And then we're going to move on to the next fucking country, i.e. all of South America. We've attempted to do it in Africa. We've been doing it throughout Europe. You know what I mean? It's like, who doesn't fucking see this shit happening? That's why I smoke weed.
It's hard
because that life. That's why I smoke weed, pothead perspective, because that shit drives me fucking crazy.
This
and when
is
I smoke
topic
the bowl,
right here.
Yep.
I don't have to think about it.
It's okay.
That's crazy.
Sometimes you think about it more when you're stoned.
What was that I was going to say?
Yeah.
I was watching a movie last night that was called Kill Him Softly with Brad Pitt, and he says at the very end, he's like, America is just a business, man. So give me my money.
Who said that?
Brad Pitt in the movie.
That's true.
Something. There was something.
America is a corporation. We
yeah,
are a corporation.
And that's what gives us that advantage that you were talking about. We are a business. Like, everyone has a social security number because they're considered a business, and so on and so forth.
Exactly. Exactly. 95% of the people in America are not officers in the corporation. They talk about the 99%. It's really, I think it's 5% of the world's population controls 95% of the money.
It's roughly about that.
If I can't conceive of that, but if I try really hard, it hurts my mind to think that I'm in that 5% and I'm so fucking powerless. I'd like to think I'm in control of my destiny, but those are certain truths. You can lie with statistics, but real math doesn't lie. You can't lie with math.
Especially when the numbers add up. Yeah, with math.
With typical business models, as far as what we currently have, you're right. It is hard to foresee a completely balanced system. So hopefully someone will invent something that we can really utilize.
I got it. BIB, balanced system in a box. Oh, that would have been BSIB. That's just a bunch of BS. But a balanced system in a box. What if you can just get a balanced system in a box, like 1995? But wait, order within the next 10 minutes and you get one free. And then you're like, here, we got a balanced system in a box. That I'd like to think that. That's like, you know, that's like what we try to teach our kids, that if you're a good person, you have to have manners and be a good person.
Well,
and then you're
saying,
like, oh, they're going to grow up and realize all this dirty, itty, this gritty stuff about the world.
Well, maybe it's beyond our comprehension now because of the way we were brought up and stuff. But even the advent of computers and how they've really stuck themselves into our lives. Like, no one really could have seen how, you know, we could talk about it in science fiction terms, but no one could really see how much we would be using technology now for every day and stuff like Google being able to have access to all that information.
Nobody saw it. You know what amazes me? The most brilliant minds of our time didn't see it.
No, this is really fucking good.
You like that? I can't even take credit for it. You could...
Thank you.
Michelle.
Mm.
Michelle made it for you.
Bomb.com? Is she from... Thank you, sir.
Well, you know, I think this is cool. Like, it's the first time you're recording, but when you watch it, it's probably going to be like, yeah, we can see the guy... we can tell who smoked the sativa. Because I knew if I smoked it, like, I was going to be so tired. I was going to be like, you guys, but I wouldn't be happy. I'd
reflected
be like,
appraisal.
Falling asleep.
What do you mean, like, you guys? I'm talking. Oh, they're falling asleep?
But you guys. Good. No, it's fucking.
I am listening.
Ew, it's cool. I wasn't saying that.
I am a student.
I was just saying, like, it's my way of apologizing. No. It's my way of, my indirect way of apologizing for, like, talking so fucking much. Like,
okay.
I don't want to take it over. But
I'm the host for a reason.
It's a podcast.
I have the time in my grasp. They just so happen they did not want to take their time as much.
I don't know what's going on.
I'm taking my turn now because he's talked about his topic. You talked about your topic. He's talked about his topic. He's talked about his topic. Now it's time for my topic.
Dun dun dun!
Here we go!
Oh, shit. Right. I get theme music and everything.
Have a good night, everybody.
What the fuck?
The host with the most. Last but not least. Last but most.
All I want to talk about, I want to bring up a subject that I want you guys to discuss. And I'm talking about growing in the winter. Any type of information about growing in the winter. I want to know about what you guys think. I want to know about, like, especially the audience. So I want to hear what you guys think, but I also want you guys to comment. Tell me what you think about the winter, about growing in the winter, indoor, outdoor. I'm especially talking about.
No, I want to have the first comment.
Oh, ninja.
Rooter Ellis.
Okay, that's a good comment.
What is it?
Just one word.
Ruderalis? Are you familiar with Ruderalis?
I don't understand Ruderalis.
Yeah, that's why I brought it up, because what the hell is it? What's going on with
as
it? I've seen some stuff about growing it in the cold weather.
What I've read about Ruderalis is that Ruderalis plants don't have they're not photo-dependent. For example, sativa and indica-dominant plants are photo-dependent. So if you were to give a sativa or indica plant 18 hours and then 6 hours of darkness, it would stay in veg mode until you change the light because it's photosensitive. So you would change the light to 12 at 12, boom, it would go into flower or whatever the example is that you're doing for your indoor setup. That's why the plants go into a flower mode when it goes from hot to cold. It's usually because of the sun, not because of the weather. But Ruderalis plants are not photosensitive, so they flower whenever they want. They decide to flower whenever they decide to. It's not because of anything. And Ruderalis plants are usually higher in CBD. Those are the two things that I've read.
Okay. So you don't
CBD
really know much about it, huh? Because it's not...
Yeah, they're
it's
higher
not
in CBD.
Like,
but that's what I don't know if that's true. I don't remember where
so
I've read it.
So Ruderalis
can... Never heard of Ruderalis. Wow.
That's why I'm just listening. Because
I don't
know what I'm talking about then.
That's cool.
Can't you grow
Ruderalis? Yeah,
Ruderalis
is it's a different strain. You got sativas, you got indicas, and you got Ruderalis, I guess.
But sativa and indica are
no outdoor when you're an outdoor.
They're notorious for having.
I grew two.
They're like their own category. So Ruderalis is like a third category.
Yeah,
or is it a strain?
From what I understand, it's like I don't think I think it's more of its own. Like he was saying, it's not even photosynthetic.
That's interesting because I don't look. I'm an investor in a portfolio, so
I thought,
you know, we have investors, drivers, growers, farmers,
right.
Like
trimmers.
Ruderalis
girls
is not
do random
anything
stuff.
To do
with make edibles. I'm an investor. I manage drivers.
Yeah.
I'm a businessman.
It's a
you know,
genome
no, I'm not
type,
a grower.
Just like sativa or indica.
So do I do it as
so
a hobby?
Like
yeah. But do I really? Do I understand all the science? No, because everybody on the team is
only
used.
This is how
the direction of
there are African Americans. There are Caucasian Americans, and then there are.
I would like to know. I have a lot of admiration.
So
yeah, I have a lot of respect for people who grow, and I'm very interested in it. But it's just not the time for me to learn it because I can't do what they do, and they can't do what I do.
And then Indian was for
no, it's not because I haven't educated myself about it. But keeping the business going, turning it on a dime, marketing different ways, bringing money in, keeping things moving smoothly.
Yeah, those are Indians, and then Native Americans are.
You have a lot more circumstance.
Indians. That's a part. How?
Yeah,
I don't know.
For what it is, and just you know, not look too deep into it.
That's
just
I'm
what I'm good at. I'm the oil that keeps
right
the engine.
Now.
Yeah. Right now, do I own the engine and the vehicle?
DJ started over here
but
looking at me
the oil that keeps
off,
it going.
Like, I didn't know that.
There's three different kinds of fluid that actually keep it going: the oil, the gas.
So we got two
water.
Conversations going on here. I hope you guys are following along.
Right.
Then maybe I'd be more like the gasoline
this,
that keeps. If we're going to use a vehicle as a metaphor, I'm more like the gasoline. Because
top
sometimes
potato.
You go high octane, sometimes
top,
you go 87,
no,
sometimes you get the watered down Arco, sometimes you go to Chevron.
But it's
and
all
then,
got something in there.
So
that's sort of
a good metaphor
yeah,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
I might have to change the marketing technique
everyone's
behind the business with every tank of gas.
Some,
usually it's
so
on a seasonal basis. Sometimes it's competitive.
Marco
you got to do
Polo.
It on a monthly basis. Sometimes it's extremely slow for whatever reason. You got to do it on a weekly basis.
Little fun fact.
And are you still talking about growing outside?
That sort of morphed into something that I was able to comment on. I said I'm not a grower. I'm not a farmer. I'm
gotcha.
An investor and an owner. But we have different
and
people. We use them. We use everybody for their towards their particular strengths. So it's not something I know about, and I don't have the mind space to learn it right now.
Okay, so
you
this is officially our shout out time. We get to shout out whoever we want. I want to shout you out for A+ Organics because you got some really good bud over there.
Thank you.
And I think that's my only shout out right now. Pothead Perspective at thepotomatic.com. Google that shit. Facebook that shit. Twitter that shit. Instagram that shit. We're everywhere, bitch. YouTube is where we're going to be now. Anybody else got any shout-outs?
Yeah, there's the smoke shop down the street. I just don't remember what the hell it's called right now because it's brand new, and I've only been there like 2 or 3 times.
Oh, that we went to?
Florida.
We went to, yeah. It's on Florida.
It's on Florida.
And Cornell?
Florida and like Dartmouth? No.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah, it's that way, huh?
It's like in between Dartmouth and Cornell right there. Shoot, what's it called?
It's a Smoke and Plus store, and they got pretty good deals.
Smoke outlet?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's in between like...
exactly.
Dartmouth.
Smoke Outlet just opened next to the Dollar Mart store.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
A couple
yeah.
Indians.
Dartmouth
Indian
and
guy,
exactly.
Nick.
Dartmouth and
yeah, they're really, really
I buy
cool
a lot
guys.
Of stuff from Nick, dude.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I went in to get some butane the other day, and he was like, 172, my friend. And I was like,
for a master
I was like,
case?
No, bro, 172? I was like, I get it for 125 when I get 5. And he's like, I can't do that. I can't. I was like, well, you got to do something. Meet me in the middle. And
yeah,
then,
that's a deal. We paid, like, what, 200 that day?
Yeah, we paid
oh no! I go to the warehouse. I pay $135, but if you get
well,
if you get
five power
master five
master
cases,
case, yeah.
Yeah, if you get five
that's
or more,
we paid,
then it's $125.
We paid like $200.
Yeah, but I go to a wholesale warehouse because I'll go in with a few grand and be like, let me get this, let me get that, let me get that before I take the money out. I'm like, okay, so what is the total? And I offer him like 60%. He's like,
for
get the fuck
like
out of
here.
For
doing like shout-outs like that. Shout-out to like
Smoke
Shop.
But you land at like
70, 80%
or whatever. You get something
yeah,
off.
They got
or you
new
could
ass
hold,
rigs.
You can still get something
like,
off wholesale
like,
price.
I wonder if we can just like
to
go down
there. Shout-out to
him,
Smoke Shop. Shout-out
to
Saboba. Smoke Shop all day.
It's okay, we could just... show people around.
See our boy down there, the Jew.
Absolutely. I mean, they're watching right now.
They,
if we were to tell them about this, we'd be like, yo, we're talking about you, and this is the part where we were like, hey, remember when we were talking
if
about...
Want, we can, if you want, we can cut it out.
And if they're cool, they'll embrace it. And, you know, if they're... douchebags, they're just gonna be like, oh yeah, that's cool, and not
exactly.
taking interest until you fucking blow up and your podcast is huge.
Yep.
And then they're like, oh yeah, I was on this guy's podcast, and you're like, yeah, and you didn't give a shit at the
yeah.
time. You weren't supportive when I was starting out.
Yep.
So yeah, I'm blowing up somebody else now, motherfucker.
Yeah,
motherfucker.
Motherfucker. So yeah, this is the Hemet San Jacinto pothead perspective.
All up in those sixes.
You guys got any shout outs?
Shout out Sonoma Smoke Shop again. Shout out PM Smoke Shop.
Flip that up.
Brand new stuff over there.
What is Acne Fubumer Buju?
That would be a good that one says Jesus. Holy Jesus. That one says chronic.
That one says if you skajudge.
If you skajudge.
If you skajudge.
Hip hand Kurumi.
Hip hand Kurumi. And then this is, these are C's on the outside?
Yeah, even though they look like
borders. C-H-R-O-N-I-C.
Chronic. It says chronic.
That was my
that was
my old clothing company.
Even after you explained that, I was like, no, that says H-pant. Oh, no. Back up. How did it look? What was it? Even when you explained it, I was like, that's H-R-O-N-I.
H-R-O-N-I-C.
Right as you were explaining it. That's how slow my fucking brain is. Right as you were explaining it, I was so fixated on what's with that weird border and why does it say H-R-O-N-I? Why would he put H-R-O-N-I?
H-R-O-N-I.
Yeah.
So you're thinking about that while I'm explaining it. Because
I like to eat macaroni.
Yeah, that's
smoke
what I'm
marijuana.
Saying.
He's
like,
hey, macaroni is bomb.
Macaroni
and
marijuana.
Marijuana is the best.
I blew marijuana before
the San Francisco tree.
Okay, here's
before.
The here's the sick.
Why am I this?
Take a break. Take a break.
I'm
the bowl.
That's kind of like an ass hit. I mean, if you want, we got a little bit more. Here, I got mine, Matt. You can open.
This is actually the smoke out section. We're about to do the faded forecast. Are you familiar? Did you listen to any episode except for the one that you were on before?
Or did you even listen to?
Well, it sounds really vain if you only listen to the one that you were on.
It does.
However, I only received that one. Coincidence? I think not. But in my
what
defense,
is it? What is
no,
it
I didn't hear the other one.
Ah!
I would have liked to have.
The
if
the,
that diplomacy.
The availability. That's all that was available.
Socks in Walmart was low last time I went in.
Yeah, I'm sure it was. Is that your faded forecast? Can I get the lighter?
For sure, it's not
so,
mine. I do take them. I'm always
Walmart.
Like, I got mad pockets, bro. Lighters are like,
so
like
that
I
means
got
you
mad
always got mad lighters. Can I get another lighter, please?
Yeah, watch out. It's angry, and it's red, as you can see. What do you want, another lighter?
I'm just giving these up. Okay, so let's start the faded forecast with James.
The faded forecast. What are we forecasting? Do you need a lighter?
That's what we're forecasting. Anything because you're faded.
Here you go.
You go on.
Here you go.
One of my faded forecasts.
I had one of those and it's still attached to my hand. I don't know why.
One of my faded
forecasts
was about the Loch Ness Monster and Bigfoot. So go for it, man. The floor is yours.
What faded stereotypes is about the Loch Ness Monster and,
well, like,
and faded foot?
My
and fucking big.
My faded forecast.
Woo!
Look at
that
faded
foot. That sounded like my
home rug.
Is that Sony
also faded foot?
Is going to upgrade their security on their PlayStation Network because they just got hacked twice in like the last year.
Oh, don't even get this motherfucker started right now.
Are we at the end of the podcast? That's a topic for another one.
It totally is.
I think $15 is far too short. You know what I mean?
15 minutes. It's almost been an hour.
No, bro. We can't do it.
And
it's
minutes, not
so
dollars.
We found a way around it, man. We found a loophole around it.
Oh, is that why it was 15 minutes? Is that why you were telling me today that you found a way to extend it and it was more than 15 minutes?
Yes.
See, I remember each individual statement individually.
Have you ever seen
being
a
that they are individual
vagina?
Statements? But
that's the vagina or the butthole. I haven't decided.
That looks like a clitoris.
That's yeah.
Got to put the emphasis
that's
on the rest
of
the label.
That's
the label
of
the butter
forecast.
Bean. Just got to make that sound. You got to make a hum and whistle.
I've got that motherfucker humming and whistling.
Actually, the switch.
The clit.
The switch is way down in there. You have to go in there to turn the washer on.
Are we talking about washers?
This
are we
is my
talking
favorite
about
forecast.
Vagina?
I'm trying to make it outlandish so you feel like you can just say whatever.
Metaphor
you
or analogy?
That's just how I feel.
It's one or the other. I don't know the difference. Moving right along. I like that. Except I called you out.
No, I like getting called out because I usually handle it pretty well.
You did, but right, I threw you off your square.
My faded forecast.
No, because I was trying to get out of it.
Anyway. I just can't wait to listen to this.
Your faded forecast, man.
Poor, but dude, these guys out here.
No, you go.
I don't need
this. I'll go last again.
It's never heard of it.
So you have it?
No, I watched like one video the last 40.
This is the first video.
The first episode.
I just have my voice.
I watched the first episode.
The faded forecast.
Yeah,
the faded forecast, yeah.
My favorite
show
them
how it's done.
Is that
you can talk about cigarettes?
Shut up, man! It's doing.
There's an alien in town, and his name is Igby.
There's an alien in town named Igby. All right.
Yeah, and fucking he smokes a lot of dank.
There's a lot of aliens.
And he thinks
though.
He's an extractor, but I don't know. He's a whack extractor.
There's an alien named Igby.
Oh, you see him
Igby
right now? I'm just kidding.
Okay.
There's
an alien named Igby.
Yeah.
So that's your fake.
I'm willing
forecast.
To bite.
That's my favorite. Yeah.
That's your fake faded
forecast.
So what's your real faded forecast? What's your
Hey, we should do that one time. We should get stoned and talk about fucking aliens. You know what I mean?
Well, no. Well, there's a bunch of
like
aliens.
Aliens
out here.
There's
like
illegal episode,
aliens.
I'm not
so.
Saying this conversation hasn't happened or it's even gonna be fucking interesting,
aliens.
But you know, it'll be fun
but,
for us.
Nor that aliens exist.
Exhibit A, wherever planet they are.
Your exhibit A.
What about have you ever heard about the real aliens that supposedly were here back
okay,
like the,
we see
the on planet on the planet?
This is
long
time
yes.
Like
the Sumerians.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Sumerians and
I don't remember the other one.
They're like our parents, dude.
Yeah,
the aliens
totally.
That left and came back, and then there's
Atlantis.
Yeah,
dude.
Are
this
we
is
doing
this?
That's like one of the best aliens ever. I didn't know what it was at first. I thought you were having a seizure. seizure.
No, I was in my
too
head.
Much
in my head, I always feel like there's like an Indian guy going. On the ball.
That's dot, not feather. You turn into an alien.
Yeah, I guess.
You're like Sigourney
Weaver.
It's
kind of like a cobra impression, like a.
My favorite forecast is that.
Yeah, we should do that. Take
I'm
a
gonna,
shit.
I'm gonna be a famous rapper named Mike Bob, and everyone's gonna be like Mike Bob. Mike Bob.
Who Mike Bob? Who Mike Bob?
He Mike Bob.
Right.
He Mike Bob.
Exactly. See, I already got my niggas. Anyway, so I'm cruising through the hood, right, with all my Mike Bob fans.
And the Bobberinos.
And the Bob.
Mike Bobberinos.
The Bobbinatos. Bob, Bob, Bob.
Bobberino.
Okay, cool. So
I go to my club, which is named Mike Bobberino's.
All right.
Mike Bobberino's.
I did a radio show with my buddy Scott, and one of my characters was
club,
Mike Got a Lot of Coochie. I was an Italian guy, and my last name was Got a Lot of Coochie. And we look out the window and talk about chicks as they
Mike Bobberino likes that.
You actually look at his last name and you're like,
Mike Got a Lot of
Coochie
likes that, like you like that. You don't need this. I'm going to put it back.
So we got Mike in the house and Mike in the house.
Mike Bob, Mike Got a Lot of Coochie.
Okay.
Mike Got a Lot of Coochie.
And Mike Bob
was a fun character.
Mike Got a Lot of Coochie.
We got kicked out of that studio.
I've never seen him get a lot of coochie, but Mike's got a lot of coochie.
So I guess.
So you're going to
do
Mike Bob?
Forecast? I don't know.
You're
going to
do
Mike.
What is the Mike Bob thing, though?
Mike Bobberino.
Are you going to do a faded forecast? What's going on, man?
Everyone just wants to talk over Mike.
No.
Mr. Bob.
But they don't talk over Mike Got a Lot of Coochie.
Did you get everyone talking with your
phone? Mike Bob.
I'm like Mike Bobberino. Like,
hey,
that is some good shit.
Hey, but am I right in the mental landscape that I'm painting for your story? That you are you own a car dealership. Right?
Mike Bob's car dealership.
Mike Bobberino's.
Thank
yeah.
you. Oh my God.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
You
yeah.
own a car dealership right here in Hemet, right? Right, Mike Bob?
Mike Bobberino.
Mike Bob.
Mike Bobberino Chevrolet.
You know Mike Bob.
I think Mike Bob would sell more than Michael Robert.
I don't know who that is.
It's the same guy. Mike
Bob sounds like every man.
Michael Robert.
Mike Robert.
Bob is short for Robert.
And isn't... Oh, no. I wanted to be Mike Richard.
Mike Richard.
So you want to be
Mike
Dick?
Dick.
Mike
Dick.
So
that's
I can say my name really fast. Yeah. Hey, who are you? I'm Mike Dick.
Yeah.
My dick!
That's what I'm saying. Again, emphasis. You put on
who are you?
Who are you?
My dick!
dick.
No, who are you?
I mean, Mike Richards. I'm sorry. I just do that to my friends.
You go like this when you say it, like, Mike, dick.
Someone asked you your name and said, my parents had a sense of humor.
Who, Mike, dick?
You got to do it just in public when nobody's expecting it. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, like train stations and fucking Central, what is that, Central Times Square?
Snapchat.
Central Times Square.
Central Station Square.
In Central Times Square.
There's extra words in this location.
Extra words in this location.
Oh my. Train's a little bit slower.
That's good. How come I have a green bowl here?
Oh, sorry.
All right.
Yeah, cool.
Does anyone else have anything else they want to talk about before the show's over?
Does anybody else have anything I want to talk about?
does anybody have anything that Matt wants to talk about?
Yeah, he's like, I'm trying to get my faded forecast out of my head.
No, I don't know what it was. I was making it up as I went.
Mike Bob, the car dealer.
What's up?
Bob Reno.
Wow, Chevy's at a good price.
It doesn't have to be just long or short. It can be whatever you want.
That would be awesome, because the way you said that, you know, they always have a tagline at the end of the commercial, and it's always the wackest, cheesiest shit that gets on your nerves, but you see it 10 times and you start laughing, and then you're like, that motherfucker's my friend.
Yeah.
He's a local cheesy car dealership guy. What was it that you said? I just like the way you said it, because you went, and you close your eyes. And if you did that real quick at the end of the commercial, motherfucker would come in and droves and buy your car. Okay.
Well, what if I was doing that for like crack or something? When they come in the waves and numbers,
I went into a caddy.
It's almost ghetto enough for that, where you can be like, yo, you can come in, you can get your caddy Impala on date and get some crack, nigga. And you'd be like, that motherfucker showing up like, you making fun of me, dog? You really got that shit.
It's like, yo,
you talking about this shit on my cell phone.
Cause I want some caddy and some crack.
Alright. Caddies and crack.
That's what I want too.
Caddies and some crack.
You know,
that's the song.
My faded forecast is that when I go trick or treating next Halloween, I'm gonna get some crack in my my candy bag.
Hey, you can bring the caddies with the crack, and I'll bring like the Impalas with the coke, and then we can be equally fucking ridiculous.
I don't
ridiculous.
Know why crack has to be involved. I'm probably not gonna be into crack.
Well, that was just, well, are we talking about what Jacob wants to talk about? Or are we just talking about what, are we talking about? Are we talking about crack, y'all? Can we just talk about crack for a second?
I was thinking
talk
about that.
A little bit about crack.
Crack, so crack,
going to
the
Narcotics Anonymous, Substance Anonymous classes that I've been to, which is none.
It got real somber real quick. I was like, don't make a joke, because maybe he's trying to wrap it up on a serious, meaningful note.
I know.
And if there's some meaning in here, and I'm like, a quiet moment.
I'm trying
with
to talk to her in the podcast.
Then it might hurt some feelings.
This is funny. Cash by the time it gets to you every time. I feel bad.
Oh, wait. I'm about
That's
to
okay.
give
That's not why I push it back. I have my bill.
Yeah, he's.
Do you guys need me to be any more stoned? I don't think so. Nobody ever does.
He's
gone for 5 minutes. Get him
forecast,
the fuck out of here. By the time I leave, you'll want to see me go.
It is 2 o'clock.
He
so
started off talking about controversy, and then he started talking about fucking something out here.
Can we just talk about crack?
It's like, I don't even
know.
Oh,
yeah, crack.
We're talking about crack. Okay.
When
you go online and type into Google J-Lo's ass, that kind of crack.
Yeah, but you know what? Not really. Not anymore, because she had that reduction like 10 years ago, and after that, it was...
It got her insurance down.
It was...
This
well,
has been another Pothead perspective.
She did insure her
ass.
Isn't
there one more... There's one more...
Have a good day, fuckers.